Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Hugo Mendez, and today I'm going to show you guys filters in Adobe Photoshop. Now to get started, we're going to create a new layer with the keyboard shortcut Ctrl J, and we're going to rename the layer by double-clicking on it to Filter. Once you have done that, we're going to convert the layer to a smart object. This allows us to make the photo non-destructive, allowing us to go back if we do not like the changes that we've made. It also allows us to make changes to the filter after we've applied it. So to do so, we're going to right-click on the layer and we're going to click Convert to Smart Object. Now, we can go up to the Filter tab and click on Filter Gallery. Once that has opened up, we can zoom out of the photo so to get an overview of it. Now on your right hand side, you have six different categories for filters. You have Artistic, Brush Strokes, Distort, Sketch, Stylize, and Texture. The one we're going to be focusing on today is the Dry Brush Filter. Now on your right hand side, you have three different sliders that when moved affect the filter on your right hand side. And as you can see, when adjusting the sliders, it makes immediate changes to the picture on your left. Where it was before was fine, so we're going to change it back. Brush size to 9, brush detail to 9, and we're going to go back and change brush size to 7 and texture to 1. Since that looks good, we're going to click OK. And now that we have our filter, and we have converted the layer to a smart object, if we wanted to, we could go back and change the filter again by double-clicking on Filter Gallery. We have our sliders right here and we have our filters right here. Since it's fine, we're going to click OK. And also, since it's a smart object, we can double-click on the two lines and change the blending options. Right here, we have a drop-down menu for the mode and we have the opacity. Where it is right now is fine, so we can click OK. Now as you can see, there's many options when it comes to stylizing and putting filters on your photo. Hopefully I was able to give you a glimpse of what you can do. And so once again, my name is Hugo Mendez and this concludes this podcast. Hopefully I'll see you guys next time.